The Athletics at home squaring off with the Astros. Houston 6-0 in games in Oakland this season. Pick up the action, 2-0 Stros, bottom of the second. Colin McHugh with the man on facing Matt Chapman.
Fly ball into left center field. Maben going back on it, looking up and gone. A home run by Matt Chapman. His 11th home run of the year, and we are tied at 2.
Well, the A's have at least one homer in each of their last 9 games now here at the Oakland Coliseum. And that's kind of their game, the long ball. Here's the pitch by Cotton, and this ball is tomahawk down the right field line. That ball's got a chance. There it goes. A 2-run homer by Reddick on a high pitch that he tomahawked right down the right field line. And the Astros extend their lead to 7-3 on Reddick's 13th home run of the season.
Wow, what a swing there by Reddick. And the only question, fair or foul, it just snuck in there.
That was a crazy swing.
You wonder how he made contact, and he hit it out of the darn ballpark. Astros a 4-run lead. Here comes the 2-2. This breaking ball lifted into left field toward the line, heading toward the wall, and gone. A grand slam, and we're tied at 7. For Semien, his 6th home run and his 2nd slam of the year.
Well, it was another slider, but missed on the inside part of the plate. Wanted to sweep that one away, and it just spun and hung there on the inside corner for Semien to put a good swing and pull it.
Powell awaiting the 2-strike pitch. And here it is. Fly ball to right field, well hit. Springer going back, looking up, and gone. A home run by Boo Powell. And just like that, we're retied at 8.
Boy, the 9th place hitter of the order for Bob Melvin. 0-2 count, got a slider, center cut, didn't get it down to where he wanted it.
And the pitch. Swinging a line drive in left center field. Maben on the move, he can't get to it, a base hit. Semien rounds third, heading for home, and he scores a feet first slide. A walk-off win by the A's on the Jed Lowry RBI single.
The Astros come up short against the A's. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
No, I just think we have to see how it heals. I mean, he's not going to pitch for 5 or 6 days now, so we've got a little bit of time.
Having the night that he's had, just how important is he to keep going? He's going right here.
No, he's been exceptional. You know, he's one of the best competitors we have. He puts up really quality at-bats. You know, virtually every night, he knows the strike zone. He does a lot of damage. He loves obviously hitting here. So he's been under the radar, underappreciated, huge part of our team.
And then with the fingernail, did you guys kind of have any thoughts in that 4th as you had Feliz kind of ready to warm up about?
Yeah, we learned about it before, and then it was a dilemma on whether to send him back out to try to get a couple outs out of him. We had the lead. He was throwing the ball fine. We'd eliminated one of his pitches, so. When he went out and warmed up after every pitch, he started looking at his nail, so that's when I decided to pull the plug.
Stros starter Colin McHugh had to leave the game in the 4th inning with a torn fingernail on his right middle finger. He talked about it after.
Kind of a same issue I've had a couple years back where the fingernail basically just digs into the nail bed underneath it and it's cutting and bleeding. We couldn't get it to really stop or put some super glue on it. And we tried a couple different things down there in the dugout and couldn't really get the result we wanted, so I hate it for tonight. I was feeling pretty good coming into today, and I know with the doubleheader tomorrow, you know, like to save the bullpen as much as possible, but didn't happen tonight. We'll work this week and try and get back, get healthy for the next start.
When did it start?
In warm-ups.
Before the game?
Yeah.
It
kind of depends on the night. Tonight it was really affecting my cutter and slider, so it was tough to really get a finish on those pitches. So I didn't have a great breaking ball tonight anyway. So having to rely a lot on fastballs and it's tough. They had a pretty good lineup over there, so you'd like to have all your pitches working, and it wasn't the case.
You said you've had this before. Was that 2015?
Mm-hmm. I was able to get back out there the next start. We've got some different things that we do in the training room and stuff to kind of get it back. So we'll go to work. We already started as soon as I came out of the game. So hopefully we can get it under control and get back rolling this next time out.
Ken Giles can't hold the lead in the ninth inning. He talked after the game.
Just not my day. I let the team down. Didn't have my best up today. Made multiple mistakes. Got to keep my head up high. I'm going to go out there, ask for the ball again, and pick up these guys tomorrow. Just bad mistakes. Left my slider up. And can't walk a guy when after getting a little base hit. I gotta shut it down any way possible to keep us give us a chance to win, and I did not execute my pitch today.
The series continues on Saturday. Charlie Morton on the hill.